Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Have you had an up-close and personal conversation with your armpit recently? Well, perhaps you should, as armpits are one of the most neglected body parts, and our next guest will help you get in touch with your inner armpit. She is dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer, MD, a physician who specializes in the maintenance and treatment of the largest organ in the human body, which is, ta-da, our skin, and it's our skin, and it's everywhere, primarily in places that you cannot and may never see. And it comes in colors, just as people do. Dr. Marmer, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you, Christopher. It's great to be with you.
Dr. Marmer, what do you and the folks at Dove know about the proper care of armpits? For example, shaving. Ooh, it just hurts to think about that.
The armpit is a very gentle place. It's just like the skin on the neck, where the skin is nice and thin and sensitive. So the armpit, as you said, has been neglected for years. Dove is doing a great job teaching us how to take care of our armpit. But one study showed that when you shave your armpit, you're not only taking away hair, but you're stripping away 36% of the skin. And when you strip away that skin surface, it leads to rashes. And like you said, in people with skin of color, that rash can lead to like a dark stain under the arms, which can be kind of upsetting to some people. But also it can get bumpy, it can get rashy. I just had a rock star come in who, after shaving, got irritated, and then she got these little cysts under her arms and had a trouble performing. So the armpit skin is, as you said, sort of the last frontier for us to talk about, but it's a really important place to talk about.
Do women develop a condition called pseudofolliculitis, or shaving bumps, actually ingrown hairs under their arms?
Absolutely. The folliculitis happens because you strip the hair away and the skin away, and then get irritation and inflammation there, which gets red and bumpy. And then when that hair, that like coarse, thick hair, tries to come back in, it can get trapped under the skin, and it can grow, but it'll curl up under the skin and grow into a really painful cyst.
Now that we understand at least part of the armpit challenge, let's discuss Dove's new three-step program for armpit health, which is called, are you ready for this, a pity cure. It's a cute name, but the issues are very real, aren't they?
Yeah, the pity cure was a phrase made up by Dove, and I think it's a great one. It's kind of reminiscent of the pedicure, where you take care of your toes. The pity cure is generally a three-step process that I've been telling my patients how to take care of their skin under their arms for years, but the pity cure makes it a really good, simple way to remember. So you just do it at home. You might want to do it two or three times a week. In the shower, you're going to exfoliate the underarm area gently. You never want to scrub or make anything sting in the area. So you'll gently exfoliate to cleanse out any impurities or any debris. And the second step is to rinse gently with warm water. And don't forget to pat dry thoroughly. A lot of my patients leave on some extra water in their skin creases, and that can lead to rashes also. So you want to pat dry 100%. And then the third step is to apply the Dove Advanced Care deodorant with Nutrium Moisture. And you want to do three swipes, one, two, three, and that'll be just enough of the Nutrium Moisture and the deodorant to give you moisturization to protect that skin, and also give you the deodorant and antiperspirant that can last 48 hours.
Tell me, where do many women go wrong with personal armpit health, and by extension, treating the remainder of their at least conspicuous skin?
Well, I think that women are real shy about their armpit, and so they forget to take care of it like they would take care of their face or neck or hands. So I think that, you know, women, if you just follow those steps in the pedicure, you're really going to essentially be protecting that skin. And protection allows for healing and rejuvenation of the skin. So you'd be surprised how many of my patients are shy about discoloration in the underarm or wrinkles actually on the sides of the underarm. So the pedicure really helps you use the moisturizer and the gentle deodorant as well. And the Dove Advanced Care with Nutrium Moisture has glycerin in it. And glycerin is a humectant. It's an ingredient to look for in your product because it'll pull in good moisture and lock it on top of the skin so that the skin heals nicely. And then all of your body can rejuvenate happily.
Where can people learn more about the Dove Pedicure? That's P-I-T-I-C-U-R-E, the Dove Pedicure program, perhaps a URL.
Yeah, you can check out the 3-step process for the pedicure on dove.com.
Dove suggests that one approach to better pit health, it's the pits, is the use of a deodorant especially formulated to address these issues. Can you elaborate on that, Dr. Marmer?
Yeah, the Dove team has made this great deodorant that's a triple multitasker. It's got the deodorant, the antiperspirant, and the Nutrium Moisture. And the Nutrium Moisture is a whole complex group of ingredients, but mainly it's great moisturizers for the underarm. And it also has an ingredient that makes the deodorant go on in a really silky way, so it's kind of a pleasure to put it on.
You know, I can imagine that many people listening just had an aha moment going, oh, now I understand. A combination of deodorant and moisturizer, that really makes sense.
Isn't it? It's totally a simple concept, but, you know, it's great to multitask. It takes out one other thing you have to do because it's all in one product.
It's important for women suffering with irritated armpits to come out of the closet. And you mentioned this earlier in the conversation that many of your patients are extremely reluctant to discuss these issues. I think it's important for these folks to realize that they're not alone. In fact, to start the conversation about armpit care, Dove Women has issued an open letter to the armpit, which is...
That's right.
On television and online. In fact, Dove is inviting women everywhere to join the conversation and share their own experiences. How can our listeners get started and start the conversation?
Well, I think the conversation that you're seeing is called Dear Armpit. And it's all about talking to your armpit, relating to it, getting self-esteem back about being a real woman and loving every part of you. And so on Dove.com, you can look up the Dear Armpit campaign and you can be part of it.
My understanding, too, is that folks can go to Twitter or Instagram tagged Dear Armpit for a chance to win some prizes in a contest that's coming up. Do you have some information on that?
Get on your Twitter account and hashtag Dear Armpit and tell us your story.
And there's also an opportunity, and this should be a lot of fun, to upload a photograph. And you're encouraging, yes, I know, folks.
You're going to do a selfie of your armpit, yes, but only nice ones.
Perhaps your armpit will smile or wave.
It will. And also, you could do, when you use the Dove Advanced Care with Nutrium Moisture, it showed that even after 3 days, you have softer skin. So you could even do a little before and after, and you could submit that to the hashtag Dear Armpit. That'd be great. We'd love to see it.
To some extent, this is really about consciousness raising about armpit health, but in terms of the big picture, really gaining a greater and deeper understanding of all of your skin and the care and feeding of that skin. Isn't that the case?
Absolutely. And it all comes back to great health, being happy with your life, getting your self-esteem back, and, you know, being smart. I mean, my job is a teacher. I think doctors are teachers. And so I signed on with Dove for this project because it's really about teaching women and men how to take care of their skin, and the armpit is sort of the final frontier.
Who trains people to be patients?
That's one reason I wrote my book, Simple Skin Beauty. I wrote it so, you know, if your best friend were a doctor, what would you ask your best friend? And so I really wanted to share with all of my readers and patients, you know, what should you know about your skin before you even go to the doctor? I think patients should feel empowered to ask any question they want, and they can even ask for a second opinion because it's not about the doctor's ego, it's about the patient getting the best care.
What is that URL where people can learn more about Dove's campaign to rescue your armpit?
You can rescue your armpit and learn more about the Dear Armpit campaign at dove.com.